I started promoting this Corinthian music in this country in 1976 until now. So imagine 1976 through 2005. It's quite a long years. I had been, you know, involved with different performing groups, as I mentioned before. When I first stayed in Seattle, I lived there 8 years, and during that time I was involved with different Filipino performing groups, and I used to help them, rehearse with them, and then we get lots of invitations from not only from Filipino communities, but non-Filipino communities interested in non-American type of music or something traditional. And then later on, of course, when I finished my studies there in ethnomusicology, I moved to San Francisco in 1985, actually towards the end of December of 1984. And since then, I was again involved with many performing groups in the Bay Area, in Southern California, San Diego, and then from time to time I get lots of invitation to help other groups, like performing groups in New York, in New Jersey, some in Washington, D.C., Filipino American groups. So I also at the same time formed a group, and then we were so actively touring around the country, and then we applied for grants from the National Endowment for Arts to support our tour in this country. So we were funded twice, so that we will be able to bring the arts to different parts of this country, specifically Filipino-American communities. So we have that experience of touring around a few years ago, and this year, 2005, we had a chance to bring my group to Alaska, to Hawaii, to Washington State, and within the Bay Area. We get so many different